but it was a golden time. The Civil War was behind them. The Tzedukim were on the decline. The Tzedukim would never make a strong comeback after Alexander Yanai, though they would last for another 200 years before they disappeared completely. But they never again reached the position of influence, the position of power that they did under the time of Alexander Yanai. Yanai, on his deathbed, the Gemara quotes him as saying that one should not fear the Tzedukim, nor should one fear the Prushim. But the one that should be feared, he said, are the hypocrites, the Tzvuim. They behave like Zimri. Zimri was the prince of the tribe of Shimon, who lived with the Midianite princess in full view of Moshe and of the entire Jewish people. And they want to be rewarded like Pinchas, who arose from the camp to vindicate the honor of Israel. He said, those are the people to fear, the hypocrites, the people who are not truly religious, who have an external piety, but who undermine the people of Israel. And the Gemara quotes him, and that has become a very favorite quotation in Jewish history and Jewish literature. That's the quotation for hypocrisy. Osin Masa Zimri Umavakshin Schar Kepinchas. They behave like Zimri, and they want to be rewarded as though they're Pinchas. When Alexander Yanai died, he had two young children. One, the oldest son was Hyrcanus, and the second son was Aristobulus. Because of the fact that the children were young, relatively speaking, and because of the stability that had existed for the last 10 years in the life of Alexander Yanai, the rabbis convinced his widow, the queen Shlom Tzion, Shlomis Amalka, Shlomis Alexandra, that she should become the regent. And here you have a woman becomes the queen in her own right. And she actually ran the government. And for 9 years, she was the queen, from the year 76 to the year 67, before the Common Era. She was the queen. Part of her reason for becoming the queen is that she recognized her two sons. Again, it's in the Chashmonaim, there's a streak of violence, a streak of instability. The oldest son, Hyrcanus, was originally supported by the Prushim. And he externally, at least, exhibited traditional Jewish behavior. However, again, he was a weak and ineffective person. So what happened was, she became the queen, so they made him the Kohen Gadol. That the Prushim wanted to do that because that served the purpose, finally, of separating the two jobs, because she could not be the Kohen Gadol. They didn't even have a halachic vote on the matter. She just was excluded from being the Kohen Gadol, since she couldn't be the high priest, so that her son, the son of Alexander Yanai, the previous high priest, succeeded. Hyrcanus became the Kohen Gadol, and Hyrcanus, as I said, had the favor, the eye of the Prushim. Aristobulus was more like his father. Aristobulus was a warrior, an aggressive warrior, and he was someone who had a great deal of Greek culture and Greek education within him. And Aristobulus, she did not trust that Aristobulus should become the king. She was afraid, and correctly so, that he would lead the Jewish people astray. That, in effect, what would happen is that he would line up with the Tzedukim again, and we would have a replay of that whole...